You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Take one.
Stephen and Dana, and we're in the room. All right. Good morning, Dana.
Hi, good morning, Stephen.
It's good to
see
you.
How are you?
I'm good. It's Friday morning. I was awoken by the doorbell. We have a hole in our bathroom ceiling because actual mushrooms were growing out of it because there was a leak that no one knew about. So one day I'm like doing my shampoo and I look up and it's the Mushroom Kingdom.
Mushroom Kingdom?
I screamed. John came in and he just, before I could even say, he spotted him. It was terrifying, but it's taken care of. They obviously ripped them out, but the hole is still there. So they came to fill it. And I was like, I got to record. Can we do this Monday?
I have a few follow-up questions, Stephen.
Yeah.
So are the mushrooms growing, like, what is it? Stalactites? Like downward, and the cap is
down,
on
like
the
you're drying flowers.
Whoa. That's so bizarre.
Yeah, it was wild.
Were they edible? Like, do we
eat
them?
It was black mold.
Listen, I don't like to waste mushrooms.
I know you don't. There's a hole in the ceiling, which A, makes my bathroom feel bigger, right, Skylight? But it's also, I stare at the original floors of the building that are still in there.
Sick.
It's so cool. I think we're going to put a message in a bottle that's like, we lived here during COVID.
You should.
Yeah.
So my friend Allie, you know her, Allie Gilbertson.
Yeah.
She lived in a house in Wisconsin and we called it Grandma's House. It was like an old house. She found a land of mushrooms behind her toilet once and took a picture and it looked like freaking Fern Gully.
Allie Gilbertson will always one-up me no matter what my story is. She things happen to her that don't even happen in movies.
No, I know. We have charmed lives.
What a queen.
I have to tell our listeners, we had a full 10-minute like giggle pre-show with our divine guests, Tanisha Harris and Nikki Metcalf. Who are about to go on the national tour of Hairspray.
Coming to a city near you. First of all, hi, thank you. Welcome. Good morning. It's early. Thank you for being here.
I mean, my brain is busted because it's a tour in the COVID times or like post, you know, wherever we're at.
Yeah.
So that you're kind of like one of the first, right? Like Frozen will be.
Bringing theater back.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean. Thank you. I mean, the country needs it.
I agree.
Say, yeah.
And
with a show like Hairspray, thank God.
Yeah.
We're so lucky to not only be, you know, being able to be creative and do this thing again. It's amazing to be telling a story like Hairspray to come back with.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah. And we have, okay, so Tanisha,
you
are a star in your own right.
Goodness.
I mean, people know you from what, season 18 of The Voice?
That's correct.
Season 4 of Sunday Best.
Yes, that too. Yes.
I watched every season of Sunday Best.
Are you serious?
I loved Sunday Best.
I still watch it as well.
Sunday Best is what introduced me to Lettucey. Changed
my
life.
Yeah.
Changed my life.
And look at her now. Oh my gosh.
And look at her now.
Yeah. They've had some great people come from that stage, and they continue to put out some great artists as well. So I was happy to be a part of that. And then, as you said, season 18 of The Voice, to be the runner up and to be here now, my mind is just blown, honestly. I don't think of myself as a star. I'm still emerging. I'm still trying to figure this out and walk this journey and just kind of enjoying it the whole step of the way, every step of the way.
That's fair. That's fair. That is
I was
fair.
Bopping to your single this morning. Let's change the world.
Yes,
bopping around the kitchen.
I love it. Yes, I think that is such an amazing song, and the message is so necessary, as well as we were talking just, you know, about Hairspray as well. The message behind that, they both simultaneously are so necessary for today, for what we're experiencing. Yeah. And our nation needs it. Our country needs it. So the fact that we get to be a part of this and to take that message countrywide is just mm-hmm. absolutely amazing to me. I am honored to be a part of that.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You are yes. such a queen. Okay. I love The Voice, but mm-hmm. I am not a frequent watcher of The Voice. Mm-hmm. So I went back and watched, there's a YouTube clip of all of your performances.
Yes, yes.
So convenient.
I leapt out of my chair when you were singing Diamonds, and your glam was the glammiest glam I've ever seen.
They were phenomenal.
And the way you ended, I have to say something. Belting gets a better rap than, you know, other forms of mm-hmm. where you're pitching your notes. Mm-hmm. When, you
well
know,
said.
Like, well, yes. If you can belt, you're the best. Okay, great. You can do that. But when you ended Diamonds on the lowest note of notes, yeah. I leapt. I leapt out of, I said, no, she didn't. It was Diamonds in the Sky.
Yes.
It was like.
Just a little yes. touch of star quality.
I think it's necessary to show your range and to show people.
Oh,
I'm not a one.
Oh, we went to the basement.
Oh, we went.
That's
to
you, George. You're bizarre. It's everywhere.
Oh, you can put it everywhere. I love this.
You've already proved yourself. Let's end it easy.
Let's end it down here. Exactly. You're right.
I still got. I just got
the baritones of the world. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so very much, guys. Really, thank you. That actually was one of my favorite performances because I felt like I was reminding myself that I was a diamond. I had forgotten about that. And I felt like I was reminding myself that I could do this, that I was meant to do it, and that I still had some shine left in me. So, yeah, that was very, very pivotal for me. It really was.
It's fine, I'm crying.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Tears.
We're all crying now. Yes, I just, you know.
I have nothing to say after that.
Sorry.
Okay, but I think my point in the beginning was you have notoriety, and Nikki, you are brand new.
Yeah. Yes. You know,
and you are about to blow this country apart.
Oh, stop. You were very kind.
Thank you.
You know, I had been, you know, auditioning, and, you know, I went to school for theater and working so hard and, you know, trying to make it and, you know, get into this industry that I love so much. And mm-hmm. I was initially going to be Tracy on Royal Caribbean on the cruise line. Wow. And we actually were rehearsing. We were 2 weeks from boarding when we got sent home because of COVID in March. Yep. So then it ended up that I was auditioning for the tour at the same time. And I'm just so happy it worked out because now I get to do the full thing with these incredible people that I look up to. And it just, it's just such, it's an incredible opportunity to bring this message across the country and show who I am, because I relate to Tracy so much in her, you know, just trying to share her kindness and welcomeness. And I feel so incredibly
And your
lucky.
Natural demeanor is like
radiates
so
out of you.
Joyful.
No yes.
I obviously, being the amateur web sleuth I am, Googled you. And on YouTube, there is, I think it's your self-tape for this tour, or at least a clip of you singing Good Morning Baltimore,
right?
So I'm watching, I'm like, okay, this is probably her self-tape. So yeah. Like, this is weird to be watching somebody's audition and they don't know it, first of all. Sorry, I did. However, I'm watching it, and the minute you go, "I promise Baltimore," I believe your promise. That was the second I knew. That was the second I knew this tour is in good hands.
Ah, that is so sweet.
Because I buy it. I bought your promise.
Mm-hmm. Thank
you. In a minute
you.
And a half, like in a room on YouTube.
Steven, you don't buy anything.
I don't buy anything.
Okay, I just
not
have to say.
Not without a coupon, at least.
Not without a coupon. That is high praise from my podcast partner right there.
Listen, that's how I watch theater. That's how I watch theater. I look for the first thing you make me totally believe. Mm-hmm. And then I'm with you.
Oh,
I love it. You know, I've been singing that song since the original production came out. And, you know, looking up to people like Marissa, who, like, I wanted to be that. I wanted to do that. Mm-hmm. I originally sang Good Morning Baltimore. In sixth grade, we had something called a sixth grade lip sync. And everyone would get up on stage and lip sync to their favorite song. And that was like our little talent show. Now, I didn't want to lip sync. I was like, no, I need to sing. I want to sing. Yes. I want to live sing. So I ended up putting on the full Tracy outfit. My mom painted this beautiful backdrop, you know, on paper with the record store and everything in the background with hairspray. And I sang Good Morning Baltimore for that lip sync. And my mom surprised me and came up on stage like dressed as Edna. And it was hilarious and incredible.
Yeah.
But that was my first time like performing that song in front of people. And it was my first song that I, my voice teacher, it was the first song that I showed to him to go to voice lessons. And it just, that song has carried me through. And I just, I've always loved that message, and, you know, believing that message for myself that I'm ready to take this on. I'm ready, you know, and I am enough to bring this message of kindness that I so, you know, I so believe in, so, you know, so want to share. And I just, it's such an incredible feeling. It's just starting to sink in.
I'm so excited for you to like put on the wig and the costume and like do that first run through and just actually feel her come to life in your body.
It's such an incredible opportunity. And I just, you know, I'm still reeling, trying to believe it. You know, I'm pinching myself every day. Like, is this real? Do I really get to do this? You know?
We're probably gonna cry a lot. I'm sure.
Good.
Yeah. Lots of tears. Lots of tears.
Tanisha, have you done hairspray before? Have you lived with motor mouth a while?
No. Other than in my mind and in my dreams. No, I've never done this one. I've always wanted to do this production. So this is full circle for me as well. I have, you know, watched it, sang the songs, done some of the lines, just kind of to
You've
myself
done your homework.
Walking around the house. And I've done that for years. So, so it is amazing that we both kind of have some similar full circle moments with this production. And like I said, I definitely think once we step out in our characters for the first dress rehearsal, we're probably going to cry. Well, I am. It doesn't take much for me to cry.
Oh, no. Full tears.
Especially after the year and a half we've all
had.
I think just stepping into the theater and knowing that you get to live there for a second.
To be able to do theater at all again is just so
amazing.
I miss it so much. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all I've ever wanted to do with my life. I want to, you know, it sounds corny, but like I want to change the world and change minds and spread kindness through theater. Yeah. And that's always what I felt like I was called to do and how I was called to do it. And it just, to be able to do that with this show after the year we've had, and all these conversations that have been started and opened, it's just so important to keep that going. And to be able to do that with the show is just
amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah.
You're the cutest. So the cast list, the casting notice hasn't gone out yet, right?
We
are speaking right now. So we have yet to publicly, you know, shower praise upon you.
That's true.
Very exciting.
That's right. We just...
By the time this drops, it will have been announced, but yes. I just want to, you know.
Proper praise will have been praised.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Gosh.
Oh, I can't even imagine. I'm just, my heart is just literally overwhelmed. I think we all were saying that when we did the photo shoot and the interviews together, that it was just overwhelming to think. As you said, Stephen, coming out of this pandemic, and we get to share this message, but not just that, we get to help people escape for a few moments. Yep. Like you get to forget about what's happening around you, but also you get to zero in on what it is that we're really saying and take that away with you when you go back out. So we really do hope to change people's perspective,
absolutely,
change their outlook, change their lives, one person at a time, one family at a time, one community at a time. And we get to be a part of that. And I think that, being able to look at Nikki and being able to look at Andrew and see that we all come from such a humble place, I think that that really speaks volumes to not only casting, but also to the fact that when we go out on that stage, that our hearts are pure, that we really do want to not just get lost in these characters and allow people to live vicariously through us in those moments, but that we also get to convey a message that we believe in. It's not something that somebody is telling us to say or telling us to sell, but we actually live it and believe in it. And I think that when it comes from a pure place, that it makes it more believable and people will walk away feeling more inspired. And so that's what I'm looking forward to the most. And the food on the road.
And I just want to say, Andrew, that you mentioned is Andrew Levitt, who is, if you watched RuPaul's Drag Race, he is Nina West.
The
most adorable, wonderful, like activist, has raised millions of dollars for LGBTQ rights. And he's just incredible.
Yes.
Puts his money where his mouth is.
Where his mouth is. And I love that.
So Nikki, as Tanisha was speaking, you're going to be going across the country. You will be the first Tracy many people experience.
Yes.
Yeah. Like what an honor. You know,
I mean, as is Motor Melt Maybell.
Yes.
Hairspray was such an incredible point for me watching the original production and seeing someone who looked like me being able to live a story authentically as herself, unapologetic as herself, with that confidence and light, and who just wants to dance, wants to share that love of dance with everyone. And if I can affect one person, you know, one little girl or boy or anyone who, you know, even after this year, who is now thinking, you know, I've lived my life up until this point like this, like I want to follow my dream. Mm-hmm. You can do that. Like, and life is way too short. You know, if you're not doing what you love, you're wasting your time. And I live by that, you know, that's that theater is what I am passionate about. So I'm going to live that and I'm going to work for it. And I hope that as Tracy, that message of you can do it, and do not let what society thinks, you know, someone has to be to be deserving of love and deserving of following their dreams. You know, that is anyone. Anyone is deserving of that. And I, you know, to be able to affect someone and hopefully get through to them that that is possible, you know, that is what I'm looking forward to the most is spreading that message, you know, that, you know, it's hard for me to believe every day, you know, it's hard for anyone to believe.
You don't have to shoulder that responsibility. I mean, as long as you are being authentically yourself and joyful and loving what you are doing, that will soak into the people and that will just happen.
That's the hope. That's the goal. You know.
Spoken like a true leading lady. I think it was Julia Marnie. Me, she was like, I think when we had her on, she was talking about how when she was Elphaba on the Wicked tour, she was proud of herself because she knew how to lead a company. Not only she knew how to like do the role, but when you are in that spot, people look to you to lead the tone of the day, to the tone of wherever you are. And it's just so nice to hear that you are in that position with that attitude because the rest of your company will follow.
Yes.
Well, and then even meeting Tanisha and Andrew the other day, knowing that, you know, they are two wonderful people who have already had so many experiences in their career, and knowing that they both come from the same place that I do, and we have so many similarities coming into our respective roles, is so comforting. And, you know, I'm excited to make that with them, because Absolutely. We all have that same
heart,
like yes, mind yes. that, you know, this is why we want to do this thing.
Exactly.
This mm-hmm. is why it's important to us. And, you know, having that team with you
yeah.
is incredible.
And that trickles into your creative team too. I mean, mm-hmm. It's a good group. Jerry Mitchell is a good egg, and he yeah. keeps good eggs around his work. Period.
I can't wait That's to right. meet him. I really can't. I'm really yeah. excited about that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Talk mm-hmm. about sweetie pies. He's a sweetie pie.
Yes, yes.
He's a sweetie
pie. Love it.
No, he's fun. He's fun.
Tanisha, a little like not Hairspray related, but I have to ask, because the voice was like during COVID, like you kind of yeah. transitioned mid-season, and yeah. now on the other end of COVID, you're like transitioning right back into it. So I kind of wanted to hear, like, okay, so when this was all starting and you had to transition in that moment, and nobody was really good at Zoom media yet, mm-hmm. what did that look like? Mm-hmm. And now 18 months later, what is it looking like going into something new from this? Does that make sense?
It absolutely does.
These big projects, and both of them are in the gray area. So yeah. how does that work?
How does You're that right.
What did you learn?
Well, it definitely taught me flexibility, if nothing else, that it's important to be flexible, because you never know. Well, things have been changing day to day, honestly. And you're right. When we were doing The Voice, we had went out and did all of our pre-taping. And so it was great. We were all excited about going back to be on the live stage and experience the audience and the band and that energy. And for me as a performer, I really pull from the crowd for the intimacy of the crowd and having that connection. And so, you know, we left that January thinking, okay, we're coming back in April and everything is going to be okay. And then all of a sudden, I'm in Canada in March, and they said, we're about to close the borders. And I was like, oh God, no, please wait. What is happening? I got to get home. And I literally got one of the last flights out on Air Canada back home, and they had closed the borders. And I was home. I remember being home really nervous, just saying, oh my God, what's going to happen? I hope this opportunity doesn't get taken away from me, because we were wondering at that time, are they going to cancel the season? Are they going to do it? We didn't know. And they really kind of were trying to figure it out. And I have to give them their props. I have to say kudos to them for being revolutionary, for being willing to kind of step out of the box and say, well, we have to still give them a season, and not just them, but everybody's going to be home. So we got to give people something to watch. And what better way to touch people than through music? Music is so important. It's a tapestry of our lives. There's a song that speaks to absolutely everything that you are dealing with in life. It does yes, not man. Matter. There's a lyric for that. And so that's the beautiful thing about music. And I'm glad I get to be a part of that. And so when they contacted us and said, we're going to team up with Microsoft Surface and we're going to see if we can't make this work, we're going to send you all tablets, we'll send you all everything that you need, and we'll just figure it out. And we were nervous about it, but we were excited. And we had to become our own makeup crew, our own hair crew, our own camera crew, our own lighting crew, which was full circle for me, because my son was the reason that I could not audition in 2011 when he was diagnosed with leukemia. And then, thank God, he is well, I'm happy to report. And when I did that season, he was able to be with me. He was my camera crew and my lighting crew. He became like on a first name basis with them back in LA. They were like, oh, Trenton has her good. We're good to go. We don't have to worry about it. He's got her right. So
go for Trenton.
Right.
Go for Trenton.
Exactly. So it was, they started asking for him when we would kind of go on the camera, is Trenton with you? And if he was in class, they would be nervous. Oh God. I said, I promise he got me straight before he left. We're okay. So it was.
And thank God, because there's nothing a theater person hates more than on camera.
Bad lighting. Yes.
By yourself.
Yes. And having to figure that out, it really was nerve-wracking, but I definitely learned a lot about technology on the fly. And so now I don't necessarily call myself a tech guru, but I definitely am amateurish, but I feel more comfortable with doing what I need to do. And I loved being able to wear my slippers when I was performing. So I appreciated that.
Oh yeah,
girl, after my really own did. Heart.
I was singing my heart out. I was like, don't show on my feet because I have slippers on. But at the same time,
nothing, you know,
nothing really, literally, that's what I would say. But then now, here we are a year and a half later. And, you know, we started this conversation and audition process right after I finished The Voice. So we finished May of 2020. I had my audition like literally maybe 2 weeks later.
Wow. And
Yes. So we thought we were going on the road then, and then everything got pushed back from that summer and that fall. So it kind of was just, we were in this holding period, and I just kept praying, God, please, you know, you gave me this opportunity. I'm going to believe that the door is going to open again and the timing will be right. And sure enough, you know, they said, hey, we think we're going to be able to do it. And when they said they're opening Broadway back up this fall, I said, oh my God, it's really happening. And then they called us to come and do the photo shoot and interviews. I said, it's really, really going to happen. Like, I was so stoked. And so now, you know, things are different. You have COVID protocols in place and vaccines and tests and things. And so that has become a way of life that we've all adjusted to. But I'm grateful that we've been able to get to a place where we can get back to some sense of normalcy. And I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I bet. God.
Yes, really.
I just can't wait to be in an audience again, you know?
Yeah, really. You know, just kind of rubbing elbows with people. Well, maybe safely, but still rubbing elbows with people and just, you know.
And I think your audiences on this tour, first of all, any Hairspray fan is going to come because, oh my God, Hairspray's coming to my town. Any theater fan is going to come because, oh my God, I haven't been in a theater in a year and a half.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. See it with new eyes, whether they're expecting it or not. Those are the people who don't know they need to see Hairspray right now. Yes. They're not itching for it. They maybe just saw the movie recently. That it's been scratched, but they're going to go see it, and it's going to hit them in a weird spot that they didn't see coming. And that is going to, I think, the ripple effect of that, I think, is going to be huge.
Yes, I agree. And I cannot wait to be a part of that.
Me too.
I really can't. I can't wait.
I know I need some Hairspray right now.
So. Yes, yes.
Who doesn't? I mean, it's such a perfect show. Like, it doesn't get old. Always loving it.
It has everything. It has the laughs and the dancing and the, you know, it has all of the joy. Mm-hmm. But then it also has the messages and the love and the welcomeness with open arms. It's just, it's everything that a musical should be.
Yeah, this year really showed us that the beat cannot be stopped.
Mm-hmm. You can't stop that beat.
Yeah.
That is going to be such a, such a release for so many people.
Yeah.
Yourselves included on that stage after. Oh my God, this year. Well, guess what?
It's so true. We get to let it out. Exactly.
Hey,
we get to let it out. Yeah.
That's going to be a catharsis. It's going to be a catharsis for sure.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
I'm going to veer wildly off topic. Bring Nikki and Steven together on a shared skill.
Oh.
Do you know?
I think I do. Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah. Sorry, we're doing our skill.
This is great for a podcast. Listeners, we can all see each other. We're on a video, but they both do ASL.
That's true.
Here's the interesting thing. The interesting thing is I used to be an ASL interpreter for my church.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
Now I am definitely my skills, because you know ASL is ever evolving. So I took some classes maybe about a month ago to try and
I've been trying to train again.
Dana, we got to talk about you.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So my mom used to teach or sit in on a class at the high school. So I know bacon.
Uh-huh.
There it is. Okay.
Okay.
Dana.
Okay, that's your name.
Right. Someone gave you a little sign name.
Okay. Mine is Tanisha, because I sing.
T for singing.
Oh, I love that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mine is an S. I had a really epic swoop bang when I was working in the field. So yeah. It's an S that kind of makes a big swoop bang across my face.
I love that.
I don't actually have a name sign. I never had been, you know. But I've been taking it in college. I minored in it with musical theater being my major because I was just so American Sign Language is such a you know, obviously a visual language, but so it feels artistic. Yes. In its
absolutely. Yes. Artists speak to it so easily and yes. so well. I have and tried I was, to learn Spanish. I have tried to learn French.
Yep. Yep.
It doesn't stick, but my brain knows how to embody movement.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And mm-hmm. I was so drawn to especially Deaf West, the theater company.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And yes. I, you know, thinking about, oh my gosh, like bringing theater and bringing music to people
community.
And like bringing that, again, bringing people together is mm-hmm. so incredible. And being able to do that, especially watching Deaf West Spring Awakening.
The Spring Awakening revival.
Oh, I wow. did, and I wept. It was incredible. And I just, to be able to incorporate that somehow into the future of my theater career, like obviously it's been a little bit and we've all been inside. So, you know, brushing up on the skills again.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, and actually, because it takes, you know, it takes a lot. There's, you know, there's
and you
a
have
lot
to
there.
Use it. You have to use it.
You have to use it.
Yeah.
And it's a total, the grammar of it is different
structure
than English too.
So yeah.
even thinking of, you know, speaking and signing at the same time, it's very different because it's just how you form the words is, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. in a totally different order. And so that's, you know, that's something on tour that I'm excited to.
Yeah. I'm sure one of your shows in one city
yeah.
will be interpreted too.
Absolutely.
And that will be so cool.
Yeah. Like spending some time, like getting to know and pick up those skills again. Okay. And mm-hmm. it's just such a beautiful language. Mm-hmm. And
oh, that gives
know,
us something I, to do, Nikki. That
I
gives
can't,
us something
I know,
to do.
I know. I have no idea.
Your whole cast is going to pick up on it because they're going to think you're talking about them.
Right.
Every time.
I know. It's funny. I would kind of do that during past shows, during some rehearsals. Like, I teach my friends some sign, like, not talk badly about anyone, of course.
Yeah, cross the
like,
wings. It's helpful.
You know, it's helpful because you can be quiet. You
and
know, you don't
rest
have
your
to.
Voice.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep. So it's, you know, it's very useful. I'm so glad I know that about
oh
you now.
My gosh.
Oh, this is so cool.
I'm ready.
Oh, wow. This is going to be interesting.
That's
oh, yeah.
Exciting.
We're going to definitely be brushing up on the road together. I can't
oh,
wait.
Absolutely.
I can't wait. Yeah.
Pre-pandemic, I had tickets to a signed performance of Caroline or Change.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
And then you know what happened.
Right.
So did I.
Oh.
No.
I know. I always try. I'm on TDF, and whenever I see that there is a signed performance, if I can make it, I'll go because I love mm-hmm. watching them.
It's something yeah. very beautiful about it.
It's beautiful.
It really is. The fluidity of it. It is something so beautiful to watch.
Have either of you seen any musicals or plays interpreted? You said you saw Spring Awakening with Deaf West.
I did. Yeah.
I have not. Not yet.
You have not. Not yet.
Not yet.
It's so cool. I think the last one I saw was either Children of a Lesser God on Broadway.
Oh, I also saw Children of a Lesser God. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and that was great that as was well. Cool.
I went with my sign language teacher to that one. It was being interpreted aww. That night, and we went together. It was so cute.
Aww. That's amazing.
See, I miss theater because that's when that stuff happens.
Right, yes. Like that connection.
Right, like I miss going. I miss the stories. All of that is very true. But also, memories? Like, yeah. I can't make that date happen any other way.
How theater like encompasses and involves everyone in some way, or has the ability to do that. It just, it's amazing. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. In college, I got to try the other side of it. I was sick of taking all these like core classes. I was like, I'm too old for this. So I did a bunch of independent studies where I would interpret the main stage productions. I got some of my sign language friends. And we would, I mean, certainly not certified interpreters, but in an educational setting, we like broke down the script and we interpreted a show. Mm-hmm. So I did Sweet Charity and Bright Lights Big City were the two musicals.
Nice. That's awesome.
Insane.
And there's always a need for interpreters too. That's the there's a shortage always. So that's another thing that kind of piqued my interest about it is, oh wait, there's a need. So yeah.
It's a good language. I don't know. Whenever I find somebody that knows it, I click in a way that is just specific and different than, you know, oh, you also took Spanish in high school.
Is there a great resource if any of our listeners want to take it up? Like, where do you go to find the best learning materials?
Well, Tanisha, you said you recently took a class, so that's probably the most up-to-date information.
Well, what I would say is what I did is I just researched ASL in my state because every state has some kind of class and you don't realize it. There's some type of deaf learning center that is available. And most times people who are of the hearing community don't realize that they're welcome in those centers. Mm-hmm. They want you to come. They want you to learn so that you can be interactive. And a lot of those classes are free or very, very, very reasonable. So I would say start there because that's what I did. And there is one here in Georgia. But then I also found a young lady online through Facebook who was just doing introductory classes for people that wanted to sign up. I paid, I think, maybe $20 and I took maybe six weeks of classes.
So it was, I mean,
just start researching in your area. What's in your area? You'd be surprised what's close. There's a lot of schools in the area, a lot of people, even churches who offer those classes. So definitely look and see what's available, what resources are right at your fingertips you may not know about.
Absolutely.
The most ASL I ever did was in church. So like Jesus.
Yeah. You
know? I can't remember
what the
Lord.
Lord, we adore thee.
I did the Lord's Prayer. I had to do the whole Lord's Prayer as my aunt would sing it. Wow. And so that, definitely some of the most amazing memories of my lifetime for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
My final in class was Seasons of Love.
Oh. 25,600
minutes.
Yes.
That's so fun.
25,000. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Love it.
That lives in my pocket. That's a fun party trick once in a while.
Oh, really? To pull that out?
You're at an open mic and everyone starts doing Seasons of Love at the end of the night. Just go stand by the piano, start signing it, see what happens.
That's it.
Oh.
I got to teach a signing the song class. I was working as a teacher and a choreographer for a kids camp. And they had a need for a class. They're like, what do you want to teach? And I was like, oh my gosh, I would love to do signing the songs. It was practice for me to, you know, try and figure out how I was going to do that. And obviously not being certified either. But I did Waiting for Life to Begin from Once on This Island.
Yes.
So that was really good. I did, you know, they wanted Waving Through a Window. So of course we did that. So it was really exciting to be able to do that. And we always started the class with, okay, bring in some words that you would like to know or like some vocab words. So we'd start the class that way. And then we'd start with the song. So that was a really exciting opportunity for me to do that and teach kids who, you know, growing up, there's not many places that offer that for kids, you know, to grow up and have that experience of, oh, I want to do that. It's primarily Spanish or, you know French. But it was great to introduce kids to American Sign Language and have them kind of sprout that passion to look further and keep learning.
We should talk to them and do that on the road. We should talk about that. Like, you know, they're always looking for different publicity things that we can do. Maybe we can. Now I've got my mind going now.
And that's it. Well, because again, I want to, you know, I'm not going to say I'm an expert. I'm not going to say, you know, it's been a bit, but it's something I'm passionate about to pick up again. And I think the road is a great opportunity. To welcome more people to this story as well, you know?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know your cities, but obviously like DC and Baltimore, I know has like huge deaf populations. You know, if there's outreach to be done.
Yes. Then let's do it.
Yeah. Say we are welcoming, you know, welcoming anyone. Absolutely.
Oh gosh. That is
so cool. Tanisha, we didn't even find that out about you on the internet.
Oh my gosh. Exciting.
I keep some secrets to myself.
You heard it here first on In the Room.
There it is.
I want to know a little bit about what gets you guys ticking. Like, what are your favorite things? Ooh. What's your favorite TV show? Like, what are we binging? Do you like to cook? Is like, what is your life? What are the ingredients of your life? Ooh. Shut up, Steven.
I didn't say shit.
For me, I'm such a person that I want to have, it's so corny, I speak, you know, but I want to have as many different experiences in life as possible. Mm. I find it so exciting to try new things and to try new experiences. Like that in itself, you know, really gets me going. So I've been having more time to cook, which has been amazing. I love cooking. I picked up reading again. I've already read about 41 books this year. I'm a big bookworm, and I just really got that passion back because sitting at home and having the time to really do that and explore, okay, you know, when I can't be performing, what is something? Because it's so important to have other passions and other, you know, life experiences, because that'll only help you in your performances as well. And so those are two major things, you know, but I'm always up for trying a new experience, a new something. Yeah. I think that in itself is what's most exciting for me.
You're about to travel a whole lot of places and see a whole lot of new.
You know,
so and you're about to live dreams. You better blog at Tracy's Turn Blog.
That's it, Tracy's Turn Blog.
You know what? That was
brilliant,
Steven. That was brilliant.
Okay, I may have to ask permission to steal that.
Take it and run. Just plug the episode.
That was brilliant. That was incredible. Yeah, I'm blown away.
Do
that
one
was
new
brilliant.
Thing in every city and talk about it.
Yeah,
that's it. Oh my gosh. Yes. I'm such a person that if I sit still for too long, like I don't like being in one place for too long. Don't like sitting in, you know, one thing for too long. So I just.
What good is sitting alone in your room?
That's it.
Come hear the music.
Right. Yeah, that's it.
You have Good Morning Baltimore, but then you could have Good Morning San Diego.
That's it. That's how you.
I'd like to open up your hotel.
We're building this whole thing.
Yes.
We're building it.
Good morning, Cincinnati.
Boston.
That's it. That's the intro to each thing. That is brilliant.
My gosh, this is going to be fun.
Already subscribed. I'm subscribed.
Yeah, for real. Like seriously.
And Tanisha's son will do your camera work.
Oh my gosh, he's coming on the road.
I wish.
And Tanisha's husband will be in your music video.
Right, because he loved that. That was his star moment. And I
told him, Tanisha put her husband in a music video. You can see it on YouTube.
It's so funny listening to Tracy, listening to Nikki, because we a lot of things. I tell you, the more that we talk, I see the similarities. And it's funny because I am an avid reader. I used to read the dictionary on a regular basis because I wanted to learn new words. And so that has something that's something that I'm a conversationalist. I love to talk, but not just talk to talk. I love to listen and share. And so that was one of the reasons why I did it. Right.
Motormouth starts a podcast.
I should. Let's learn words with Motormouth. Like let's, definitely should do. Well, not as catchy as what Stephen came up with, but I mean, we can come up with something.
I'm working on it.
Wheels are turning.
Yes.
Some things need a marinade. Some things are a quick grill.
I get it. And there's love for both. So in addition to that, I have gotten back into reading as well. I have bookshelves of books and I've run out of space. So they're just kind of in boxes. But I love murder mysteries. I love, yes, you know, to just read. I'm a big John Grisham fan. I'm a big, just Stephen King fan. I'm constantly getting their books. So I love to read and I love to cook. My husband and I sometimes have cook-offs, which our children absolutely love, of course. So I love to cook, and we've kind of discovered some other things, and I've been trying to be a little more conscious. I'm trying to get road ready, I say it. And maybe that's what I don't know. That's a different podcast, a different blog. But I'm trying to get road ready, so I've been trying to cut out some different things and explore different ways to cook different things. So that's been an adventure for me as well. And then I've been writing my own book, my own memoir. And I don't have a release time for that yet, but I have been writing it. I got some stories to tell and I feel like, you know, somebody needs to hear it and hopefully we'll grow and heal from it as well. Cause I definitely have, as I've been pulling back these layers. Yes. And I've been writing music. So I've been kind of really enjoying being insular and being in this bubble. And kind of taking some time to just debrief and all of the stuff that I've been carrying for years. And you begin to realize, wait, this is stuff I don't need to carry anymore. This is a weight that I kind of need to release. And how do I release it? And so for me, it has been through writing. It has been through journaling. It has been through the music. And so, those are some of the things that I love to do when I'm not doing theater or singing and whatever else. Fierce, right? And I've been since I know that we're getting back to this, then I've been trying to take moments to really enjoy my family, because this is going to be a first for me being away. I mean, my children are adults now, so they don't need mom as much. I probably feel like I need them more. So it's going to be an adjustment being away for 8 months. And so I've been trying to take time each week. Okay, what can we do this week? What can we discover this week? Whether it's doing something in the house or safely going out, like what can we do so that we can continue to build those memories and hold on to them when we're apart from each other? I love to travel. So I can't wait for that. I love doing puzzles. So I do puzzles. And one of the ones that
me too. Why are we so similar? Oh my gosh. So we have a book club.
We are doing
puzzles. Oh my gosh.
I'm about to just be like a tour groupie and follow you.
Oh my gosh.
I want to do puzzles.
You should.
I want to do Tracy's Turn blog.
We should have him on for that, right?
That's it. Yeah, guest starring.
So I different kinds of puzzles. I love more so word search, and I actually love putting puzzles together. And so I have an app on my iPad that allows me to put puzzles together. And so one of them that I have downloaded is of the 50 states. And I told myself that I would only do the ones that I visited, because it's on my bucket list to visit every state. And so now I'm getting ready to be able to do more of those states, because I think I might have 25 done, but I want to now add. So each time that I go to a different state, I'm going to be able to do that puzzle. So I'm really, really excited about that. So I'm going to knock something off my bucket list while I'm doing something that I love to do. That's kind of me in a nutshell.
That reminds me of after the year 2000, when all the quarters started getting states on the back and people buy those maps and you'd stick the quarter in.
I used to collect them, and now I have a completed set that she gave to me.
Wow. That was a neat thing.
I think we had one, but I think she took all the quarters out when I moved to New York and started using laundromats. She would just send me quarters in every care package, quarters.
Yeah.
I'm sure she repurposed the 2000 quarter map.
Man, you just kind of took me back to a time just thinking about that. Yeah.
Just 21 years ago, though.
I know.
Hi-ho,
I have a question that we ask all of our guests, and I'm very excited to hear your answers. There are 7 very well-known dwarves in history. If you were the 8th and 9th dwarf, what would your names be?
Okay. I think I know what people would say. I think they'd probably call me Smiley, because that's...
Smiley Dwarf.
It tracks. Smiley Dwarf. The Smiley Dwarf. Definitely.
Infectious Grin Dwarf.
Infectious. I like that better, you know.
As crazy as it may sound, I probably would be called Mommy Dwarf, because I'm such a mom. I'm such a nurturer. Everyone, when they're around me, whether it's the first time, Mama Dwarf. It's funny because they call me Mama T. And so it kind of has stuck, and it doesn't matter. No matter where I go, whether it's work, whether it's been in theater, whether it's at church, whether it's just out, I instantly become a mom to somebody. Instantly. I just take that role because it's just so natural. I've been in the mom role since I was 8. My mom had a set of twins and she had to go back to work. My dad was going to work. So I basically raised my brother and sister. And so from that moment on, and then becoming a mom myself, it's the nurturer is in me. And I try to always leave people better than the way I found them. So I think that would be the thing for me. Mama Dwarf. Yeah.
Mama Dwarf. Mama T is a Mama D.
Yes. Mama D. Yes.
We haven't had a Mama Dwarf.
Now you do.
Now we do. We keep meaning to make like a family dwarf tree.
Yeah.
Oh, just the dwarf names and pictures. Yes,
of course.
I don't we've never had a Mama T. A Mama Dwarf before. Is that what you just said?
It is.
Oh, I had to go get my charger. I got a notice that was like, you're... computer's gonna shut down.
That's what I did a minute ago when I got off screen too. I did the same. Yeah.
Let me tell you, 3 minutes before we all signed on here, I was plugging in my computer and I noticed how dirty that charging cord was. So I took a quick alcohol pad to it. Day changed.
It's the little thing.
It changed my whole day.
No?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize how not difficult that was to do, and also how horribly dirty that cord was.
Mm-hmm. Makes your whole day
swipe
better.
And done.
Little things. It that's
changes
it.
The whole course of the day.
It does. Yeah. See? Like the makeup and the hair that we were talking about.
That's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like a mani-pedi, just clean hands and feet. Yeah. You're like, ooh, I can do that.
You're about to have a good day. Take on the world. Yeah.
Yes. But why would you? You want to just kind of sit and relax.
But why would you? Because then you're just done. Can't move.
I mean, we all got to get show ready.
Do it on Monday.
Yes. We all got to get tour ready as people.
Yeah.
We're all on a tour right now.
Yeah, going to Hell's Kitchen feels like a tour now after 18 months off. Just taking that A train feels like a trip.
You want me?
We have to take Tanisha to Club Q.
Yes.
Oh,
and Nikki, obviously.
Tanisha will take us. Who are you talking to?
Well,
I mean,
right.
Truly.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Where can people find you online? How do we fangirl and fanboy over you?
Wow. Well, for me, Facebook and Twitter, Tonisha Harris. Make sure you remember it's tone first, TONEISHA, Tanisha Harris. On Instagram, it's I am Tanisha Harris. I also have a website. Oh my God, guys, I have a website. TanishaHarrisMusic.com. If that's too complicated for you, T Harris Music will reroute you there as well. And
look,
I have
at
a super.
You. redirect.
And I have a fan club, superheroes fan club. So I want you to go and sign up for my superheroes fan club, because we'll stay connected with you. We'll do some exclusive things. I have merchandise out there as well. So
I'm doing it right now.
Please. Oh my goodness. Thank you.
Are you kidding? Yeah. I'm about to sign up.
Yeah.
I'm going to be with you for the next few months,
and
I'm still going
to
be
in
your fan club.
Yes. Absolutely. Oh gosh. So yes, please stay connected. And I love to follow back when I can. So please.
Amazing.
Yes.
And Nikki?
Yes. And for me, everything is at Nikki Metcalf, but it's N-I-K-I. The easiest way to spell Nikki, N-I-K-I and then M-E-T-C-A-L-F. Baseball team and a baby cow. That's it. Yeah.
I mean, I do have to ask, are you related to our queen, Lori?
Oh my gosh. I do get asked that. And, you know, I like to pretend so. So, you know.
You got to do ancestry. Yes. I'm doing it right now.
Yes.
Pinning it for next week, Dana.
That's it.
Mm. Okay.
Ancestry.
Like it.
You can suspect you're related to somebody.
I mean, how many other Metcalfs do you know? I'll say yes until they tell me no.
No.
There's less Metcalfs than there are Harrises, I imagine.
Yeah.
I told people I was related to Jenny Craig for the longest time. So,
well, there you go.
If that's your story, that's good.
That's the only thing I'm choosing to believe about you. Mm-hmm. Everything else you've ever told me is a lie.
Throw it right away.
That's true. You both, I just could talk to you.
I like recording in the morning, especially when guests are this. And like,
yeah.
Right? Because now, my day's not going to be shitty anymore.
Yeah.
No, this has been a fantastic way to start a morning.
It really, really has. It has. Oh, wait, now, can I say one more thing? You guys can say two more things. Oh, thank you. So listen, if anybody is listening to this and you want to catch me, I'm going to be in Nashville on August the 18th performing with Foreigner. So please.
Like actual Foreigner.
Yes, actual Foreigner. I can't believe
can
it
I
either.
Come
like,
to Nashville?
Oh my gosh. I'm still pinching myself about that. When I sang their song for my blind audition and they started following me afterwards. And we were trying to put something together before the pandemic happened. And then I just was like, that may not happen now. And we reached back out to them and they said, are you kidding? Yes, we want her. So I'm blown away. I'm going to go and perform with them on August the 18th in Nashville, Tennessee.
God, Mazel tov, girl.
Is it like, I want to know what love is?
Yes, just like that. Just like that.
Right. I love it.
Is there a better song? Truly, they're like talk about a rock ballad.
Like you.
That's one that's like hard to skip when it comes on the shuffle. I'm like,
yeah, you gotta.
Well, it won't hurt me to listen to this,
right? And it makes you feel better afterwards. And it's such an iconic song, but also such a message that still rings true for today. So. I'm really elated. I'm excited. I'm probably going to fan out, honestly. But
as you should. Lean in.
Thank you. I think I need a shirt that says that. Lean in.
Yes.
Lean in. Mm-hmm. There you go.
You should do that, Stephen, and let me know so I can get one.
Well, I can't steal it from Sheryl Sandberg, but
okay.
But I'm sure.
Yes, you can, Stephen. Yes, you can.
Yes.
Listen.
We won't tell.
Wow.
You both, I'm so obsessed. Neither of us knew you beforehand. Yeah.
The second in a row that we've, like, our guest is somebody that we've never met before, but just kind of blindly said, we want you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you did.
It's been so fun. So far, it's been an excellent trip.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
You are our diamond in the sky, and Nikki, we can't wait to say good morning to you.
Yes. Oh, thank you guys.
Thank you.
I love that.
And listen, when you're in New York, please like holler at us, and we would love to, like, when we see you on the street, we're going to say hello. So I'm really saying be prepared for that.
Okay.
Or let us know and we'll arrange it so it'll be a little less abrupt.
Yeah, well, we got to go to Club Q, remember?
We got to go to Club Q. You have to take us to Club Q.
Okay.
I've always been a woman who arranges things.
Okay.
Just leave everything.
For the pleasure. All right, this is going to spiral into musical theater realness. But thank you so much. This has been a delight. Good luck on tour. Break all the legs. Break everything. Tear this country apart with your joy and the freaking best musical of all time, Hairspray. Like, come on.
Yes, we will be with you in spirit. Yeah. The past Hairspray folk of this podcast are with you in spirit.
Yes. Yes.
Mark Shaman is with you.
Mark Shaman.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
We'll fix it in post.
In the Room with Stephen and Dana is produced by Stephen Farazee
and Dana Craig. Special thanks to Joel Wagoner for tinkling the ivories on our theme song. Hit him up at joelwagoner.com.
We apologize, and you're welcome. We'd also like to thank Jesse Wiener, W-I-E-N-E-R, for our jazzy original music sprinkled throughout each episode.
You can find him at jessewiener.com.
Last but certainly not least, we'd like to thank Kevin Thomas Garcia for taking all of our ridiculous photos. You can find him online at ktgnyc.com. We are all over the internet on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at In The Room Pod.
Follow us, like us, share us, pimp us out. And don't forget to subscribe to In The Room Podcast. We everywhere, so subscribe. And thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.